service, I'm starting my sermon by asking a very basic question. Why do people do nice things for other people? Why do we care for others? What's our motivation? And we know as Christians, it's not just Christians who do nice things for other people. You do not need to be a person of faith in order to be caring for others. Well, as I thought about this writing my sermon, I realized people have all kinds of reasons why we care for others and do nice things for others. For some, that's just who we are. We are caring people. It's in us. We care for people, we love people because we feel it is the right thing to do. We obviously, or at least we hope obviously, we care for those who are dear to us, who are special to us, our family, our friends, those with whom we have a special connection. I always have loved the old MASH episode, where if you're old enough to remember the show, Frank Burns was having his little thing with Hot Lips Houlihan. And in one of the episodes, he did something for her which really touched her. And he said, "Oh, Frank, that's so nice." And he's responded, "It's nice to be nice to the nice." Sometimes we do things for people because they are nice. We do good things for others because that's what a civilized society does. We have to care for one another because if we do not, we descend into anarchy. A lot of good reasons. Sometimes we have some not so altruistic reasons for doing nice things for others. The old adage, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. We do things for other people hoping or trusting they will do nice things for us in return. Guilt. Guilt is an amazing motivator when it comes to getting people to do nice things for you, right? Fine. You don't have to help me change the light bulb. I'll just sit here by myself, all alone, in the dark. You have fun. Okay, who of us has not been guilted into doing something nice for someone? Sometimes we do something nice for others because it is popular. Again, if you're old enough, remember USA for Africa back in the 1980s. We are the world. When it became very popular to care for the people in Africa for a while. Or Hands Across America a couple years later, where it was very nice to make this big chain sort of almost kind of all the way across America, raising money for the poor. And for some people, that got them involved, but it may have been the only time in their lives they did something for someone else. We can be nice to others because someone makes us be nice to others. When are you going to write that thank you note to grandmother? She's never going to send you another gift if you don't do it, you know that? A lot of students today at school are required to do service work for others. And even we at Grace, we just did this with our 7th and 8th graders this week, we have them do service work because it's important. So on this God's Work Our Hands Day, let me ask the question. As we head out to do all kinds of different things in just a short while, why do we Christians do nice things for others? What is our motivation? And the answer is very, very simple. We do things for others. We care for others. We perform good works because God wants us to do them. It is in our DNA as Christians. Our relationship with God is intimately connected with doing acts of love and kindness for others. Just a couple of verses from the Scriptures, our Gospel today. A new commandment I give you, says Jesus, that you love one another. Or the great commandment, our 8th graders and parents, we just talked about this in New Testament class this week, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In Romans chapter 9, Paul says, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. And in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes these words, for we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. You see, God wants us to love and care for others in his name. Because when we do that,
It is one of the key ways in which we show the love we have for God. But we always need to remember, as Lutheran Christians, we are not saved by our good works. We do not do good works in order to earn our way to heaven, because we can't do that. That passage from Ephesians chapter 2, just a couple of verses before, Paul said, remember, we are saved by grace through faith, not by our good works, lest anyone should boast. We don't do good works in order to be saved. We do good works as Christians because we know we already have been saved through Jesus Christ. He is the one who has saved us. And our deeds of love and care for others are the way in which we show that that love of Jesus Christ is alive in us. That's why the Apostle Paul talks about being ambassadors. In that passage from 2 Corinthians. When the ambassador from the United States, say, to France, speaks to the French government, our ambassador speaks with the full authority of the United States. Our ambassador is the United States government to another country. Paul reminds us that we are Christ's ambassadors to the world. Here's again is what he says. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. When you and I, when any person of faith, when we do something for someone else because of Jesus Christ, we are putting a human face on God's love. We are putting a human face on his care for others. And that's what today is all about. When our 120 or so volunteers head out in just a little bit, we go out into the world as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We represent Christ to the world. When our group goes over to have the Packer party at the Senior Citizens Center, or they're singing at the Hamburg House, they are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Those of us who will be slopping around in the Milwaukee River today, hauling out trash, those of you who are going to be going to the park to do the weeding and picking up trash, those of you who are going out to Harrington Beach on this wonderful day, we are all ambassadors for Christ, showing that we care for God's creation. When our group heads down to All People's Church to help them down there this afternoon, they are our ambassadors to our brothers and sisters in the inner city, just as those with whom they are working are ambassadors to us back here. Those of you who are making and decorating those goodies to take over, to share with families whose loved ones are in the hospital, those of you who are refurbishing those suitcases and backpacks for kids in foster care, you are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Those of you building the raised planter for LSS, you are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And our wonderful kitchen crew, who was here really early this morning and will be feeding you shortly, they are ambassadors for Jesus Christ to all of us today. But we need to remember something about God's work, our hands, even though it's a great day. It's not just us at Grace Lutheran Church doing this today. We are but one of thousands of Lutheran churches out there, thousands of churches out there from our Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, who are working and serving and caring for others today. And we need to remember that it's not just Lutherans, and it's not just people in America who do this. God's people all throughout the world, of all different denominations, every time they do some act of care and concern for others, they are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. All the refugees pouring out of Syria into Europe these weeks, Christian churches are also those out there helping and caring for them. And this doesn't just happen on September 13th. September 13th just happens to be one day out of 365 when we are making this special effort to love and care for others in Christ's name. And it's not just in 2015, because God's people have a wonderful track record of reaching out and caring for others. You ever thought about all the names of the hospitals around here? St. Mary's? St. Joseph's? Trader Lutheran Hospital? They were all founded by people of faith who care and are concerned about others. As the New Testament says in 1 John, we love because he first loved us. As Christians, we love because that's who we are. As Christians, we love because we belong to Jesus Christ. As Christians, we love because He is our Lord and Savior. And as Christians, we love because we know that all we are, we owe to Jesus Christ. And God's Work Our Hands Day is just one tiny little piece in the puzzle that is God's people living out their faith. But it is an important piece to that puzzle. It's a fun piece to that puzzle. It's a reminder of how great and wonderful it is to be a Christian. And parents, those of you who are taking your children with you today, it is a great way to train children in being servants of Jesus Christ. In this world where far too many people only care about themselves and what others will do for me, this is one example of what it means to be those who love and care for others. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a powerful witness. And one more thing. It's not just about God's Work Our Hands. I know not everyone here today is going out and working with God's Work Our Hands. But you know what? Everyone here is an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Because we are all called to love and serve. And that loving and that serving goes on all over the place. And the huge majority of it does not go on some special day. It does not take place on a day when you have a really cool t-shirt to wear. All right? It doesn't have a meal for it. But it happens all the time. And even if it's not something as big and as showy as God's Work Our Hands, when you love and care for others in Christ's name, whatever it is, that is important. Because being a servant makes us better people. Being a servant builds up community. And being a servant brings us closer to God. Let me just share one story about this. We have our ninth graders. We have our ninth graders do what we lovingly call a mandatory volunteer project, where as part of their training, because one of the promises they make when they affirm their baptism is that they will love and serve God by loving and serving others in His name. And one of our ninth grade boys this year, his service project, he was having trouble thinking of what he could do. And so finally we worked with him, and he decided he would help our custodian, Dennis. So he came this spring, and he worked with Dennis around the church, and he put in his 10 hours. But you know what? He didn't stop there. He said, I like this. And all through the summer, he has continued to come and to help out here at church. And if you're not aware, our custodian, Dennis, had a very rough summer with health. He battled shingles for weeks and weeks. And this young man in our church has continued to come and to help, to volunteer, to serve in Christ's name as a servant of Jesus Christ. That's what learning to be a servant is all about. There are plenty of opportunities for all of us to do this, to act and to love in Christ's name. You and I, we are all ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And when the world wants to know what Jesus' love looks like, it can look at us. And our job is to make sure that we make Jesus look good. When people see His followers, they go, wow, they must know something I don't know. I want to be like that. So, let's live to make a difference in the lives of others. Let's live for something bigger than just my own wants and desires. Let's live for Jesus and for others. Because when we live like that, we are truly alive. So may we have a great day today. May we make a difference. May we touch the lives of others, and may we all grow in faith as we serve God's Work Our Hands.